This is about as serious as a terrorist investigation can get. He had reached out to the Islamic State, wanted to act in their name. So this was a plot to kill as many people as possible. It wasn't enough for him simply to go out and conduct an attack against the West. He wanted to be instructed by the Islamic State in doing so, and was absolutely determined in that ambition. An attack could have been conducted within days or weeks. That's why the decision to arrest was made when it was. He'd clearly articulated a desire to conduct an attack, but he'd moved from the online space to the real world. The arrest and convictions have prevented a UK attack that would have resulted in a significant loss of life. That certainly was the intention of Munir Mohammed. Whether or not he would have been successful would have purely depended on how much support he continued to get. Made contact with an individual from whom he was asking for a specific mission, asking to be tasked with an attack in the UK. I think if that hadn't have been forthcoming, he would have mounted an attack of his own choosing. But at the time of arrest, I don't think a target had been determined. TATP has been used previously in other attacks around the world, probably most notably in the Manchester Arena attack, where Salman Abidi conducted an attack that killed 22 people on the 22nd of May. Bought a third chemical, which was a product similar to one that he would have needed, which I think was a mistake. So I think he thought he'd bought all three, but he was starting to experiment and starting to go through the process of manufacturing TATP. She very quickly went along with his intentions, so clearly shared a similar mindset, and in him found somebody who she could look up to, who could actually conduct the sort of attack that she would have been a supporter of. She had some of the chemical expertise that he didn't. She helped him to get the right products and right chemicals to be able to construct the explosive. Our priority is always keeping the public safe, but that needs to be in a sustainable way. So if we arrest people too early, then we don't have enough evidence, and when they get released without charge, which allows them the freedom to conduct an attack later down the line. So it's a careful balance.